While geopolitical issues like the trade war and Brexit continue to spur global growth fears, and while we have had optimism filter through from both fronts over the past few days with somewhat of a positive rhetoric on the trade truce and the possibility of a Brexit deal being reached pretty soon, investors are still on edge. Head of G10 strategy at Standard Bank, Stephen Barrow, joins me in studio now to unpack the current status of things. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. So we have the IMF warned this week that the US-China trade war could cut 2019 global growth to its slowest since the 2008-2009 global financial crisis. Are you pricing in the possibility of a recession or not just yet?
Not for a global recession. 2008-2009 saw a very deep global recession with output declining substantially across pretty much all countries and by a large amount. I'm not pricing in that. What I think we are experiencing and what we will continue to experience is certain countries either being very weak or more likely in recession. Those that are obviously vulnerable, in a sense, are those that are most affected by trade because they do a lot of trade. So a country like Germany, for example, very strong manufacturing exporter, that country is close to recession. I think it will probably dip into recession. The UK, I think, is very close to recession as well, so I think we're likely to see one there. Again, the Brexit issue and trade. Countries that are more how we call closed, as in they perhaps don't do quite as much trade relative to their economic size, and one of those is the US, that country may be a little bit more immune to some of the growth risks. And I think, therefore, possibly could escape recession. But I think we're still in, the IMF is right, we're in a low growth environment, even if it's not a recessionary environment.
Yeah, where, you know, we are looking at global integration, very much the name of the game, and many countries exposed to that trade risk. Let's tap in on how US-China trade talks are actually progressing, because a lot of optimism filtered through last week, Friday, and that dissipated pretty quickly. Safe to say markets were simply running ahead of themselves to start off with?
Yes, but it's very difficult for participants of financial markets to know, as you can imagine, when an end point is reached, whether an agreement or a perceived agreement is going to mean the end of the process or whether the process just is ongoing, and it's certainly going to be ongoing in the US-China trade dispute. And I think what it's tending to do in financial asset prices, for instance, is it's tending to make investors quite scared. I don't think they're doing a great deal. If you look at the levels of sort of volatility that we see in a lot of financial assets, like stocks, like currencies, like bonds as well, they're not really moving significantly. They'll start to move more significantly once it becomes clear that we've reached the end of the war, if indeed it ever becomes clear. And until that point, probably we'll see a lot of the sort of volatility which sees prices go up and down quite quickly, but we might not see strong direction in asset prices.
Where a lot of that, Stephen, is sentiment driven, what real impact are you seeing off the prolonged trade talks? We had trade data out of China this week, disappointing, coming in weaker on both the import and exports fronts, but then earnings coming through stateside yesterday, allaying some concern off the fallout, and the mixed bag making things very difficult to interpret and extrapolate on.
Yeah, well, I think personally the interpretation is a little bit more straightforward, that it's quite negative. I think you see that in terms of the growth numbers, in terms of growth forecasts going forward. I think the next year, for instance, is likely to be quite a subdued year again in terms of growth, and a large part of that is due to these, you know, significant uncertainties that we're seeing on the trade front. Obviously, as you say, within that there may be countries, or there might be industries, there might be particular sectors that can weather the storm, as it were, a little better than others. But I think on an overall basis, there's no doubting whatsoever that a trade war is not a good thing.
Amidst it all, we have British and EU officials resuming talks to try and clinch a Brexit deal, but it's still far from clear whether they are going to reach any agreement before tomorrow's leaders' summit. Which way do you see things swinging on that end?
I think it's very difficult to talk in terms of the specific negotiations, because obviously we don't know, as you say, whether a deal can be done in time. I mean, my baseline view is that Brexit probably will end with a deal that the UK Parliament can pass, and that we can, the UK can hopefully move on to other things, which I think is really the imperative at the moment in the UK, because if you tap into the sentiment there, there really is a sense that they just want to get this process over with. Mm-hmm. Whether it can occur within the very tight timeline that we have right now, I think is perhaps more questionable. There might have to be an extension, but I do think at the end of the extension it is more likely that we leave with a deal rather than leave with no deal, or go to a second referendum and possibly reverse the whole thing and decide we don't want to leave in the first place.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Stephen, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, the head of G10 strategy at Standard Bank, Stephen Barrow.